Hare Krishna. So here we are discussing about how to work, the art of work basically. So in shloka number 47, that is Karmanyavadikaraste, that shloka. So Krishna said that work without attachment to the result. Then after that in the next shloka, shloka number 48, Krishna said that yes, work without attachment to the result, being equipoised. Both in success or failure. Now, he is adding another point, a very, very important point in the next shloka that we are going to discuss now. So, the shloka number 49 goes like this. Durenaya varam karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau sharanam anvichya kripanaha falahetavaha. So Krishna is saying here, Durena hi avaram karma. Durena, keep it far. What? Avaram karma, all abominable activities. Keep all the abominable activities far distance. And how to do that? By buddhi yoga. By buddhi yoga, by practicing buddhi yoga, O Dhananjaya, O Arjuna, keep all these activities, abominable activities away. And then he says, buddhau sharanam anvichaha. So here now he is saying that in this proper consciousness, what should I do? Sharanam, full surrender. So with this consciousness, completely surrender onto the lotus feet of the Lord. And then he says, falahetavaha, all those people who want to enjoy the fruits of work, now Krishna is slapping them. He is saying, kripanaha, such people are misers. Krishna is saying. Let's discuss this and let's see what all things we can learn from this shloka. First one is kripanaha. Let's discuss this word kripanaha. Misers. So, who are the misers? Let's understand this. Who are the misers? Misers are the ones who do not know how to utilize the assets which they have acquired by good fortune or by hard labor. They are misers. Like for example, say a person has got a very, very posh car. I have given this analogy before also in one of the shlokas. I repeat this again. Suppose a person has got a very posh car. His friend has gifted him a very posh car, say Mercedes. This car has been gifted to him. And what this person uses the Mercedes car for? Plowing the field. A very posh car which has come by good fortune or now by hard work, this person is using for what? For plowing the field. So he's not understanding the value of it. Similarly, misers are the ones who don't understand the value of this human form. This human form is like the Mercedes car, very, very posh. And this posh vehicle has to be used for something higher. And what is that higher thing? To break the cycle of birth and death. But then, when this vehicle, a posh vehicle, is used for lower activities. And what are those lower activities? The lower activities are enjoying the fruits of work. What happens? Prabhupada says here, misers desire to enjoy the fruit of their own work just to be further entangled in material bondage. So when we don't use this human form for a proper purpose, for attaining the ultimate goal of human life, we get more and more entangled in the cycle of actions and reactions, more and more bondage. So what are we supposed to do? What is the solution for that? Here it is given. Except for work in Krishna consciousness, all activities are abominable because they continually bind the worker to the cycle of birth and death. So very clearly, we have discussed this in the last previous two shlokas, that when someone works in Krishna consciousness, by keeping Krishna in the center, by performing all the activities for the pleasure of Krishna, that person will be freed from all the bondage of work. And that's the reason, again and again, we will see in Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended that work in Krishna consciousness. Now another thing that is given is, One should spend all energies working in Krishna consciousness, and that will make one's life successful. How? How is it so? So when we utilize all our existence, all the energy to work in Krishna consciousness, what happens? We start marching towards the ultimate goal, that is breaking the cycle of birth and death. And that's how this line makes a lot of sense. One's life becomes successful. Why is it said one's life becomes successful? Because he attains the ultimate goal of life, that is breaking the cycle of birth and death. So all these verses, if we just read superficially, it will look like it is saying, you know, give up all the work. Give up all the work and just, you know, do some bhajan. Yes. Go to some forest, sit and do some bhajan. So that it's not saying that. These verses are given by Krishna to Arjuna. Where? On the battlefield. And Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to work. So even we have to get this encouragement from these shlokas. So we have to work. We are not supposed to give up any of our activities. But one important thing that we have to do is keep Krishna in the center of all our activities. If Krishna is not there as the center of our activities, then it will be sense gratificatory activities. If Krishna is there in the center of our activities, in the center of our life, then all the activities can be called as Krishna conscious activities. And anyone who does Krishna conscious activities, that person can easily attain the ultimate goal of life. So here, now Krishna is stressing the point that dure nahi avaram karma. So all the activities, you know, which are not Krishna conscious, Krishna is calling them as abominable. Because all those activities will pull the person down to the lower species, or pull the person down to the cycle of the actions and reactions, or to be more precise, keep the person eternally in the cycle of actions and reactions, lifetime after lifetime. Now, Krishna is going to give lots of incentives. See, because working or taking up something new or doing some new activity, it needs a lot of incentives. So Krishna understands this point. And to encourage Arjuna, now Krishna is going to tell about what will you get if you practice Buddhi Yoga. So that is the next section that we are going to see from shloka number 50. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.